Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Denise Bridges. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's a lovely day and we're hoping this weather will continue on over the weekend, correct?
Well, that's what we're hoping because we're getting ready for the Elliott Fall Festival.
Yes. And that's what we want to talk about, of course, and it looks like to me it starts pretty early on Saturday morning.
Yep, if you're ready to run, we've got a Caleb Dial Memorial Fun Run that starts at 7 a.m. right downtown, right down Main Street of Elliott.
And how far a run is that?
Well, you can run or you can walk.
Okay.
But it's what they call that 5K run.
Okay, very good. And when you get back, or if you're not going to run and you would just want something to eat, you've got that to offer too.
Well, that's true. Starting at 7 o'clock and going until 10, so you don't have to get up real early if you don't want to. The First Responders of Elliott are sponsoring a pancake breakfast right at the fire station.
Okay. And, you know, if you're not real familiar with Elliott, well, you can't get too lost, can you, Denise?
No, you can't. You just need to come straight on down 48 like you're headed to Red Oak, come straight through Griswold, cross 92, and 8 miles out of Griswold, you'll run right into Elliott.
Okay, and a good thing to do this coming Saturday, it also includes a parade.
Yes, that's a little bit different this year, and we want to make sure everybody knows about that. The parade this year is going to be at 10 a.m., at 10 o'clock, instead of in the evening, and it's going to go right down Main Street.
And do people need to pre-register?
No, if they're interested in coming to the parade, we line up behind the Elliott Elementary building right there on the north side of Elliott, and then we head on down to Main Street, and it's a fun time. It's a nice parade.
And I understand, though, there's no three-wheelers?
Well, we don't want ATVs or four-wheelers in town except in the parade. So if they're pulling a float, that's okay. But we do not allow ATVs around the city of Elliott then for the rest of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because when I first heard that, I thought, well, that's interesting. That'll cut down on the parade. But, no, they can be in the parade.
Yeah, they can be in the parade. It's just we don't want to run into any problems with kids and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
With ATVs going up and down the street.
Yeah. Okay. So following the parade, what happens next?
Well, then it gets pretty busy. We're going to move the focus from Main Street to the park for the rest of the day, and we're going to start at 11 o'clock with a kids pedal pull, and you can register right before it starts, and there's different age groups, and the kids that participate and the winners receive a real nice ribbon, and there's another special little treat that goes in there. And then also starting at 11 is a dinner served in the park by the Elliott Church of Christ. And at the same time, the Elliott Methodist Church will be having homemade pie and ice cream. You can get it all there at one time.
Uh-oh, that sounds yummy. And you know, you can't have a festival without food.
That's exactly right. And we've also got the Pilot Grove Puncher 4-H Club. They're going to be selling pop and water. So you're covered on all bases.
All right. Now, did you mention the tractor rodeo?
Well, at 11 o'clock, there's going to start a tractor rodeo, and that's right on the side street from the park. And last year, we had quite a few participants with some antique tractors, and those guys have a lot of fun over there.
Oh, yeah. That's just gotten to be a really big thing with those tractors, and they paint them up, they get them running well, and go off and riding. But this is a little different. This is a rodeo.
Yeah, they have different games that they have to push a ball with the front of the rodeo, and it's interesting. Just picture a cow, but change it to a tractor, and you've got the same idea.
Okay, so I'm sure that's going to be good for a few laughs from the people who are watching as well as enjoying the whole thing.
It is.
Now, what about the cornhole tournament?
Well, I want to touch for just a minute first, because starting at 11 o'clock, then we're also going to have old-time children's games in
okay.
the park. So for those kids who aren't sure if they remember it, they can get their parents to fill them in. But we're going to do some three-legged races. We're going to have a hula hoop contest. We're going to have an egg toss and a few other games, along with an inflatable slide. So that they'll be able to go up and down the slide. There's going to be face painting by the Griswold Church of Christ. They're coming down and helping us out and doing face painting on the kids. And then also we're going to have some kids' carnival games, like the duck and picking the duck out of the water and throwing a ball into a hoop and those games. And all those games for the kids are absolutely free. We just want the kids to come and have fun.
Okay, sounds like a good weekend to spend a little money on food, but other than that, it's just a lot of fun for not too expense. And you mentioned, Denise, the hula hoops, and I noticed they had something going on at State Fair. The hula hoops have sort of come back.
They are. Some of those little kids can go and go and go. I don't think I could, but they can.
I never could do a hula hoop. I never perfected that at all. But it is amazing when you watch people, and kids especially, and good exercise for them, too.
It is good exercise. And then the cornhole tournament, that is going to start then at 1 o'clock after the kids' games and the tractor pull are done. And the cornhole tournament, I think people call it different things. Some people will recognize it as throwing the beanbag through the hole of a piece of wood. Different people call it different things.
Yes.
I know some people call it football. I can't remember now.
Something with the word bag in it. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's going to be sponsored by the Houghton State Bank, and that will involve some adults along with the kids. The adults can play also.
Yeah, that's getting kind of serious, I think. You know, let's keep it a game, but it's getting pretty competitive.
I think so, and I've heard and seen different ones, different places, and we wanted to bring it to Elliott and try it out, and the Houghton State Bank is sponsoring that for us, so we're real excited.
Yes. Now, there's a group, right, that kind of sponsors this and kind of puts it together. Somebody gave me some initials, E something for Elliott.
It's the EBBA, and that's a mouthful, but it's the Elliott Business and Betterment Association. And it's a group of us who live down here and work down here in Elliott, and have some of us have businesses and some of us work at the businesses. And it's our goal to take care of our town. And we help with the upkeep of the park. We replace the playground pieces in the park for the kids. We've worked on redoing some of the things on Main Street. And our focus is just really making Elliott shine.
Okay. If the festival weren't on, is there another reason to come to Elliott? That's
a
tough question, Denise.
It is a good question. We have a beautiful park for the kids. We have a really nice playground for the kids.
A few
places to stop on Main Street. We've got a nice restaurant on Main Street, a coffee shop, and we're one of those lucky towns that we still have a post office.
Okay. I was wondering if you had a restaurant, because, you know, there are people who are always looking to go someplace different and new than they've been before.
Yep, that's right.
So they can come on down to Elliott to do that. So, Denise, all of this is taking place this Saturday.
On Saturday the 27th, starting at 7 a.m. with the fun run, and continuing through 2 o'clock. And I also want to touch real quick, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, there will be a church service in the park, community church service, and they'll be serving coffee and muffins and donuts after the service. And that's just a time for fellowship, and it's a nice time to be outside.
And, you know, that's another purpose, I think, of all these festivals and that sort of thing, is sometimes you see people once a year because you attend this, so it's a good social event.
It is. And, you know, some of the older people might look at this and say, I don't play kids' games, but bring your lawn chair and egg those kids on. They like to be watched, and we like to see you in the park also.
Yeah. Have some good food, some good fellowship, and get on down to Elliott this Saturday and then also on Sunday morning. Thank you so much, Denise Bridges, for visiting with us and reminding us of what's happening in Elliott on Saturday and Sunday.
We hope to see you there. Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. A good storyteller is a person who has a good memory and hopes other people do not.